Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man, according to Fox 35 Orlando, hid in a McDonald's trash compactor after he fled a traffic stop, according to deputies. Florida man was found hiding in this trash compactor. Danilo Melendez Jr. was arrested after on several charges, including possession of drugs, blah, 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 meth, drug, meth equipment, resisting arrest. They stopped him in the middle of the night on Saturday, and he was riding a bike that didn't have lights or reflectors, and he was towing a homemade wagon. The story gets better and better. And they said he got agitated after they – can you – is it still pulling someone over if they're on a – unlit bicycle with a homemade wagon? They tested the stuff that he had, and of course it had meth all over it. Right before they were going to handcuff him, he ran away. He tried to hide in a nearby trash compactor at McDonald's, or as my grandmother would say, McDonald's. And he did not get away on that one. A Florida man set fire to a car that belonged to an ex-girlfriend who also happened to be his cousin, say police. Melvin Cintron is his name, is the man's name. He got in trouble. They said it was a Ring doorbell camera that caught him. He was apparently pouring liquid on the car, and it was gas, and then he ignited it. So officers came out. They found a four-door Jaguar heavily damaged by fire upon arrival. The car sustained heavy damage, obviously, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the good stuff. Police determined that the victim is a relative of Cintron. He kept saying it was his ex, and actually it was his cousin. And they were dating, and they're weird. So there you go. They just got better and better. Oh, my goodness, that story. Also, but wait, there's more. I've been waiting to get to this one. This has to do with sharks. This is in Pensacola. The headline says, "Look at them freaking teeth. Pensacola beachgoers rescue a shark that was washed ashore." And it did have crazy teeth, I have to say. It looks pretty crazy. The people, gosh, your pop-up ads make me hate your product. I just got to say. The people, they saved it. It was a beached mako shark. It began flapping, all of that. One rescuer tugged the shark's tail fin to get the mako back into the water. It then was swimming away. But they said it was clearly sick or injured. And one of the women in the video, her name is Tina Fey, but not that Tina Fey. And she kept going, "Look at them teeth." As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free. And it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. The Chicago mayor, you got this in your prep, Brandon Johnson, the Democrat mayor, right? He wants to create city-run grocery stores to promote equitable access to food. Because, see, Walmart and Whole Foods, they close because of crime. You know, Whole Foods, the bougie food store where it's like $5,000 for a young coconut, which is like the best coconut to make meringue with. He's saying that they need to promote equitable access to food. Well, who's impeding the equitable access to food? Pray tell, Mr. Mayor. Who is it that is impeding the equitable access to food? Is it the repeat violent offenders who may rape or mug people if they try to access food? Or is it the food stores that are like, well, no one's coming because they don't want to get raped and mugged, so we got to go? Who is it, Mr. Mayor, that is impeding the access to equitable access to food in that situation? So he says that he has to, they want to target the food deserts. Jeez, sounds like some a Sam, set up for a Sam Kinison joke. He says that the new moves are, quote, to help repair past harms that have contributed to purposeful disinvestment and exclusion and lack of food access in historically underserved communities. So he acts like Whole Foods was sitting around going, you know what? We don't want minorities in Chicago to be able to get food. Let's close the store. I'm not kidding you. That's how they act like this decision came about. We don't want minorities in Chicago being able to purchase food. So let's close the doors. Yes, that's a sound business decision. Because when he talks about repairing past harms, it's a little difficult to repair past harms when you keep perpetuating existing harms. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same repeat offenders that are causing all the crime. That's what, I mean, and as Kane noted, we talked about this with Justin Trudeau yesterday. They don't want to blame their own policies. They want to blame the grocery stores. No, it's not the mayor's fault for not wanting to go after misdemeanors and for wrist slapping these criminals. It's you, rat bastard grocery stores, for being racists. Wait a minute. No one's coming to shop there because they're all getting raped and killed and mugged. Yes, but you're a racist. You should still keep your doors open. What? I mean, he actually said this. He goes, quote, all Chicagoans deserve to live near convenient, affordable, healthy grocery options. You know what would be great is if this mayor actually believed that all Chicagoans deserve not to get raped and robbed and mugged and beaten. Yes. And also could go to grocery stores without being raped or mugged or robbed or beaten. It would be great if that was actually a priority for him, but it's not. He's like, forget about the raping and the beating and the robbing and the mugging. The grocery stores, though. Like, they need to be... It's racist for you to leave and not provide access to food. Well, some might argue that it's racist for you to keep allowing Chicagoans to be raped and mugged and beaten and robbed. Because you refuse to enforce the law and you encourage restorative justice that is coddling these criminals who thrive on the indulgence of the policies that your citizens pay with their asses. That's what this is. And instead, it's everyone else's problem. Let's see, we have a rampant crime. What could be causing it? Certainly not our policies. Must be the grocery stores. It's their fault. Damn Whole Foods. I knew they were a plague upon the earth. I knew it. I mean, I can't believe I'm defending them, but my biggest complaint were the hippies. But you never had to worry about anything, you know, with the hippies. They just smelled like patchouli. That was it, right? That was it. You know, and they would have hemp grocery bags that, like, shed like a jute rug. I mean, that's it. I don't know. He says that they're really wanting to. They think that the state should dive into this and actually, like, help make this happen. They want state and federal tax dollars for this initiative. Or, I mean, it's crazy. You could enforce laws and get the criminals off the streets. Because that's why everybody's leaving. And then in Washington, D.C., it's so bad. We told you before that people don't even want to walk out in the day. They don't want to walk outside during the day. It's horrific, the crime. I have to tell you. So over the weekend, we had family weekend at my kid's college. And we went out to eat. There was a table sitting next to us, and they were from New Mexico. Now, what were y'all talking about last week with New Mexico and the governor in Albuquerque? one of the people at the table was saying that the crime in Albuquerque was so bad they left. They moved out of the town. She was saying that she used to be able to walk her dog, and that because it sounded like she was an older woman, and or she was an older woman. It sounded like she was an empty nester, and she used to say that she was. She would go out and she used to walk her dog and all this stuff. And now she and she got so scared because there was so much crime. And she said it was just like, you know, people would, you know, the cops would be called and they would arrest people and they would have to release them. I mean, and then they just stopped enforcing a lot of stuff because they were told not to go after misdemeanors. And she said it got so bad she sold her house and moved. Interesting, is it not? You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a St. Louis restaurant called Social Bar and Grill is stupidly accused of racism because of their long list of basic rules that include no hoodies, saggy pants, or sleeveless tank tops on men. It's in Soulard, literally right where I used to live in downtown St. Louis. They enacted the new dining rules and dress code earlier this month, and all these people went on Reddit to bitch and moan because they're total loser betas, and they apparently don't know how to dress when they exit their house. If you cannot cover your A-double snakes when you go to a restaurant, if you can't wear a shirt with sleeves, or if you can't not dress like a basic bitch, then maybe don't go out to eat. Maybe stay at home in your hobbit hole and shave your back.
It's like their dress code's better than the Senate.
I'm coming back to this, right? Because this is—it's like, is this John Fetterman that's mad over all of this? So stupid. This is so stupid. Shut up. This is why we can't have nice things, because of loser morons. Can you tell that I've had a day? It's not even like noon. All right. So, Clorox, man, I'm going to tell you something. Dana's always prepared. Always prepared. I went and I literally was going to take a picture of what was in my prepper pantry and then pat myself on the back, but I thought I was, you know, maybe obnoxiously bragging. Clorox says that last month's cyber attack is disrupting their production. As a result, the company, I didn't even know they had one, the company is scaling back their order processing, so fewer products are actually making their way onto store shelves. So they're not going to have a lot of Clorox. And again, Dana doesn't have that problem. I have like a whole Clorox sectione. I do. So they said they ended their that cyber attack on August 14th, but they said their systems were breached and there were all kinds of problems. And so I don't have to worry about that. U.S. national debt hits $33 trillion for the first time in history. Meanwhile, you have the moderate Republicans in the House that are trying to push for a CR, while the fiscally responsible Republicans in the House are saying, no, we're tired of kicking the can down the road. We need to solve this issue, and we need people who are serious about solving it with us. So it's a dangerous new milestone, $33 trillion. And this is what we owe our creditors. $33.04 trillion. It's growing. I mean, it was hovering around $907 billion just 40 years ago. And now I will say that the pandemic, you know, and stupidly shutting down the most powerful economy in the world contributed to that. But here we are. Also, I am really into this. I'm really into this headline. 2,000 rhinos free to good homes that have space. Dude, right? I mean, I know they're kind of jerks sometimes, but I mean, so who isn't? A herd of 2,000 rhinoceroses urgently in need of a new owner. They found one. They've been at a farm in South Africa. They were purchased by a conservation group. They're planning to release them into the wild. It's the southern white rhino. It's the largest population of their kind. They were put up for auction in April, starting price of $10 million. Nobody came forward. Then they're like, okay, we'll give them out. I would have totally taken a rhino. I don't know how many I can put on, you know, what acreage you need, but I would have taken it. Yeah, stay with us. What, people are canceling Russell Brand. He got demonetized on YouTube. And he's being called a predator, and there's all these accusations, and there are women who said that he's a predator, that he's sexually aggressive. I said yesterday that he reminds me of a skeezy Dudley Moore. You guys know who Dudley Moore is? You know who Dudley Moore is. I don't know what he was in. I just know who he was. He had the same haircut that Ronnie Wood does from the Rolling Stones, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he did. That's like, what is with that? That's like the Karen cut, the John plus eight, or John and Kate plus eight cut for men. That's the men's John and Kate plus eight cut. So he had the Ronnie Wood cut from Rolling Stone. He's like a skeezy Dudley Moore. Anyway, that's kind of his whole persona. I never really actually thought he was funny. I just thought he was kind of, I don't know. But that's irrelevant because he's being accused, and all you have to do is be accused in our social media environment, and then you're convicted in the court of public opinion. And as you know, the court of public opinion is the jurors in the court of public opinion are the biggest morons in the world. They're always the stupidest people who are always the most eager and the quickest to pass judgment. And so some have said, you know, they always knew he was sexually aggressive, and he always said that everything he had was consensual. I just think you kind of know who he is. And also, he might be tall, but he's skinny. I'm pretty sure I could kick his ass. I think I could. And it wouldn't be like pulling by, just kick him in the jimmies and then hit him in the neck. I mean, that's like all you got to do. But that's like his whole persona. So anyway, he was dropped by his management company last night. This headline came in the middle of the night. YouTube demonetized him because he's being accused of being a predator. But they're just allegations. All it is just they're only allegations. Nothing so far has been substantiated by any kind of evidence. It's like Me Too 2.0 all over again. And I said on social media, I said, you know, very conveniently, this happened after he started to espouse wrongthink. Do you know, Kane, you're going to enjoy this one particularly. So one of the headlines that I saw this morning said that he knew that these accusations were coming. And so he decided long ago to cultivate this whole online squad to defend him when these accusations finally came forth. That's the newest line of attack.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So premeditated protection?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Got it.
I know. They're trying to say that as a defense for he spoke wrong thing. But, I mean, think about it. You kind of knew he was always skeezy. I mean, he never lied about being skeezy, right?
Sure.
They had this video clip that was making the rounds yesterday of him on a talk show with Catherine McPhee. I don't really know who she is. And I guess she's like some singer.
Yeah, she was on American Idol, I think.
I never watched that. You know why? Because I like good television.
She was on a TV show.
Actually,
as well.
I hate television and I hate crap programming, so I never watch that.
Got you.
Hate it to death.
Well, she did a separate TV show as well.
Oh, good for her.
An actress.
But I have to say, like, she seemed very common sense. She seemed very sensible because they were trying to use her as their straw man for all of this. Oh, look how uncomfortable she looked. She was on with him and he grabbed her and he was going to have her sit on his lap. And she was like, you guys are making so much out of this. She's like, it wasn't that at all. It's weird because it's like everybody knows that was his whole persona. His whole persona was that he was a man whore. And it was kind of funny because he was so skeezy and he just didn't care. It's not like something you want to emulate. It's just, it almost seemed like a caricature of an aspect of human culture. And now it's being put up like, oh my gosh, he's like the newest Harvey Weinstein. And it feels like a feeding frenzy. And I do get the impression that there are a lot of people rushing to take a bite out of him that are doing so because they think it's going to translate into 15 minutes of fame. Doesn't it seem like that? Like he's having his life canceled based on allegations. And I've told you how I feel about that. I think if women falsely accuse a man, I think that they should be dragged tenfold. Oh, yeah. I think their punishment, their penalty should be tenfold. Those are bitches that falsely accuse dudes. And I, you know what? I actually volunteer to take care of the penalty for you. Like, just put me in a cage with them. Because I'm so tired of this stuff. I think women who engage in that false accusation behavior, they set women back. They actually do a disservice to women. It's an insult to femaledom. But this is all, it's all allegation. It's all allegation. There's nothing. This is sort of, my friend Carol Roth remarked that this was kind of like the Chinese social credit score stuff. That this is what it's like. It's Chinese social credit score. You don't really need to have any kind of evidence. You don't really need to be convicted. You just have to be accused of any kind of wrongdoing. And I just also think, and Kane makes this point, that if there was something that was really here, why are, it's only all coming out now, number one. It didn't come out during Me Too. It didn't come out during the Weinstein era when everybody was they were going after everybody. That seems like that's the time that would have, that you would have started all of that. And they didn't go to law enforcement. You go to the court of public opinion and instead of going to law enforcement. I mean, if a guy had done something to me and I felt like it, you know, it crossed the line and it was legally actionable. Oh, my gosh, I would have made his life a living hell. I would have taken it to authorities. I wouldn't have gone to a court of public opinion and tried to get media attention for myself. I'm not saying that every person in this situation is doing it, but I'm telling you, it just seems really weird to me that as soon as he started saying wrong think, then all of a sudden these accusations started to fly. I don't even care if he's your cup of tea or not. I mean, at one point, I think it almost seems like we're getting to this Rubicon of every man is going to be accused at one point in their life simply just because they were a man. They're a man, not because they engaged in any kind of behavior, but it almost seems like at some point every man will have been accused of some impropriety, mostly falsely by women just because they're men. I feel like we're getting to that point. Does it feel like we're getting to that point? This is the militant matriarchy. That's what this is. Oh, if he gets out of line, they're going to pounce with this kind of information. I don't know. I also think too, can I just be real? I roll my eyes when chicks say that somebody makes a sexual comment towards them. Maybe it's because I'm just a different kind of person. I am very aggressive. And if a dude, and I've been in situations, political and otherwise, where, you know, a guy thought that even as a grown married woman, someone thought they would be able to say something sly to me. I will literally, absolutely turn you into a verbal. I will verbally eunuch you. It just doesn't happen. Doesn't happen like that. I can't remember. I was at some kind of dinner at one point, and it was a, I will say it was like a bipartisan thing. It was like some awards thing, and I didn't want to go because I hate these stupid things. There was someone at the table who had like made a comment. I can't even remember. And before I even said anything, I just ruined the man's life at the table and in front of everybody. I just didn't give a rat's backside. And I just, you know, and my husband is more than equipped to handle things, but he also realizes that sometimes the meanest person in the room can be the woman. And as Kane knows, so I don't know, maybe I just look at it differently than that. Like I always look at it like, you know, you get to choose the energy that I have. So how are we going to act today?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.